This Day in History.
Today is Tuesday, 10th of the Iranian month of Mordad, 1396 Solar Hijri, corresponding to 8th of the Islamic month of Zilqa'dah, 1438 Lunar Hijri, and August 1st, 2017 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. ...2047 solar years ago on this day in 30 BC, Roman general Octavian, later Emperor Augustus Tsar, entered Alexandria, Egypt, bringing it under control of the Roman Republic after defeating his rival Marcus Antonius, who committed suicide. During his long reign of 41 years, his most important diplomatic move was conclusion of a peace treaty with Emperor Farhad IV of Iran's Parthian Empire that ensured peace on Rome's eastern frontiers in what are now Palestine, Syria, and Turkey, in addition to return of the Roman eagle standards lost by Crassus to Iranians in the Battle of Karahe in 53 BC. ...2047 solar years ago on this day in 30 BC, Roman general and politician Marcus Antonius committed suicide in Egypt at the age of 53 on being defeated by his former friend and now rival Octavian. Antony was a confidant and military commander in conquest of Gaul or France of the famous Roman dictator Julius Caesar, on whose assassination in 44 BC he formed a triumvirate with Marcus Lepidus and Octavian to defeat the assassins, who were supported by the Parthian Empire of Iran. The three divided the Roman domains between themselves, with Antony's lot being the eastern provinces including Greece, the Levant, and the client kingdom of Ptolemaic Egypt, whose promiscuous queen, Cleopatra, he took as his lover, a factor that brought about his downfall and on his being branded as a traitor by the Senate in Rome. Without the permission of the Senate, he invaded Iranian possessions in what are now Palestine, Syria, Turkey, and Armenia with an army of about 100,000 Roman and allied troops that were financed by Cleopatra. Although after capturing Jerusalem and surrounding areas in 37 BC, he installed Herod as puppet king of Judea, replacing the Parthian appointee Antigonus, the campaign proved a disaster. After defeats in battle, the desertion of his Armenian allies and his failure to capture Parthian strongholds, he retreated to Egypt in 36 BC and again in 34 BC, as his army lost more than a quarter of its strength. Soon his ties deteriorated with Octavian, whose sister Octavia he divorced and against whom he faced defeat after defeat until his suicide. ...1490 solar years ago on this day in 527 AD, Justin I became the sole ruler of the Byzantine or Eastern Roman Empire. He strove to become the emperor of the western parts as well by conquering North Africa, Sicily, southern Spain, and most of Italy from the Ostrogoths, who had seized Rome. From his uncle and predecessor, Anastasius I, he inherited the war with Iran's Sassanid Empire, and in 532, a year after the defeat of the Roman forces near Kalinium in what is now Turkey and the subsequent death of Emperor Qubad, he concluded an eternal peace with the new Iranian Emperor Khosrow I by paying £11,000 of gold. This peace, during his long reign of 38 years, allowed him to concentrate on campaigns in Europe against Germanic tribes, while in his capital, Constantinople, he ordered the building of a new Christian basilica in Constantinople, the Hagia Sophia, which is Greek for Holy Wisdom, a seat of the Greek Orthodox Church. In 540, however, the eternal peace was broken because of Byzantine intrigues in Armenia, which made Khosrow capture Beroea and then Antioch in Syria, resulting in a 22-year war that ended in 562 with conclusion of the 50-year peace and payment of 5,000 pounds of gold plus 500 pounds of gold more each year to the Iranians by the Romans. ...1,388 years ago on this day, in 629 AD, the Chinese Buddhist monk Hyon Sung started his journey to India via Central Asia for a study of religious texts. In 633, he enrolled as a student at Nalanda Monastery in Bihar, some 88 kilometers from modern Patna, where he stayed for over a decade before returning to China 16 years later in 645 with hundreds of manuscripts on Buddhism, including some of the most important Mahayana texts. During the next 20 years until his death in 664, he translated 75 Sanskrit works into Chinese. Influenced by the Yogacara school, he established the Weishi school of Buddhism, which won many followers in Japan as the Hoso school. Before his conversion to Buddhism, he was an adherent of Confucianism. ...1,115 years ago on this day, in 902 AD, Taormina, the last Byzantine stronghold on the island of Sicily off the coast of Italy, surrendered to Muslims led by the Arabalids, the Abbasid governors of the province of Ephyria, whose forces had already established themselves in Sicily since 827. The first Muslims to arrive in Sicily were Syrians way back in 652. In 909, the Arbalids, who discriminated between Arabs and Berber Muslims, were overthrown by the popular Ismaili Shiite revolution that established the Fatimid dynasty in North Africa. Sicily soon passed into Fatimid hands, and the city of Taormina was renamed Al-Mu'azzia in honor of the Fatimid caliph Al-Mu'izz al-Din Allah, whose famous Greek Muslim general from Sicily, Johar al-Saghali, went to take control of Egypt from the Il-Khishri Turkic governors of the Abbasid Caliphate and built the city of Cairo as the new capital of the Fatimids. Muslim rule in Sicily later until 1078, when the island fell to the Norman invader Count Roger I, who however kept the Arab administration intact and had Muslims among his advisors and court scholars, including the famous geographer Sayyid Muhammad al-Hassani al-Idrisi. Muslim influence in Arabic language continued in Sicily till 1240s, when the last of the Muslims were deported from the island and mosques turned into churches. ...1,071 years ago on this day, 946 AD, Ali ibn Isa ibn Dawood al-Jarrah, the famous Iranian vizier of the Abbasid dynasty, died at the age of 87. Descended from a family with long history of service at the Abbasid court, he served as vizier from 913 to 917, from 918 to 923, and 927 to 928. His political career, coinciding with the terminal decline of the Abbasid state, was turbulent, marked by a power struggle with his rival Abul Hasan Ali ibn Furat, resulting in frequent periods of exile when the latter took over as vizier. Al-Jarrah, in contrast to the largesse of Ibn Furat, was austere, which earned him many enemies. He was later remembered as the good vizier for his administrative talent and honesty. The Iranian Islamic astronomer, mathematician, and historian of science Abu Hamid Ahmad ibn Muhammad as-Saghani al-Astrolabi passed away in Baghdad. He was from the town of Saghani in Khorasan near the city of Merv, which is presently in Turkmenistan, and lived most of his life in Baghdad. As is evident from his surname al-Astrolabi, he was a maker of astrolabes and invented many other instruments while working in the observatory built by Sharafuddin Deylami, the Iranian Buwayhid ruler of Iraq. He worked on the trisection of the angle. He wrote some of the earliest comments on the history of science. These included comparison between the ancients, that is the Babylonians, Egyptians, Persians, Greeks, and Indians, and the modern scholars, that is the Muslim scientists of his time. The Shafi'i Hadith scholar Ali ibn Umar Dar Qutni passed away in hometown Baghdad. After basic studies in Baghdad, Kufa, Wasit, and Basra, he traveled to Egypt and Greater Syria in search of hadith. He was an authority on poetry and literature as well. Among his works mentioned can be made of the book known as Sunan Darqutni, in which he has collected the hadith through different sources and has mentioned some of the merits of the infallible Ahlul Bayt of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Iranian philosopher, Sufi writer, and Persian poet Fakhruddin Ibrahim ben Buzurgmehr Iraqi passed away in Damascus at the age of 80 and was laid to rest beside the tomb of the famous Spanish Muslim Gnostic, Sheikh Muhyiddin ibn Arabi. Born in Hamadan, western Iran, he spent many years in Multan, present-day Pakistan, as well as in Konya and Tugat in present-day Turkey. He was highly educated in both theology and literary disciplines, and not only knew the Holy Quran, Hadith, and his exegesis, but also Persian and Arabic literature. In Multan, he became a disciple of the head of the Sohrabardi Sufi order, Sheikh Bahauddin Zakaria, married his daughter, and stayed for 25 years. He then traveled first to Mecca and Medina, and later visited Konya, where he became a good friend of the famous Persian mystical poet Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi. He also met Sadruddin Kunawi, who helped to shape him intellectually, as Sheikh Bahauddin Zakaria had shaped him spiritually. After Rumi's death, he moved to Tugat at a time when there was much upheaval on the Byzantine border. The local ruler did not like him because of his influence over the people, so he fled to Cairo in Egypt. Later, he settled in Damascus. His writings include Lama'at, or Divine Flashes. His Divan has been published in Iran under the title of Kulliyat-e-Iraqi. Another of his works is Ushaqname, written during his stay in Multan and dedicated to the vizier Shamsuddin Duwaini. 369 sole years ago on this day in 1648 AD, the independence of Switzerland was recognized by the Treaty of Westphalia following the end of the 30-year war in Europe. Landlocked Switzerland covers an area of 41,293 square kilometers and is situated in Central Europe. It shares borders with Germany, Italy, Austria, and Liechtenstein. Sole years ago on this day, in 1664 AD, Ottoman forces were defeated in the Battle of St. Gotthard in what is now Western Hungary by an army of Austrian and Allied forces, resulting in the Peace of Vasvar that lasted for almost 20 years until the Second Siege of Vienna by the Turks in 1683. Sole years ago on this day, in 1744 AD, renowned French biologist and naturalist Jean-Baptiste Lamarck was born. He catapulted to fame with his first book on plants of France, titled Flore Française. His next book was a scientific lexicon. He conducted research on live invertebrates and fossils and wrote the book titled Zoological Philosophy, Exposition with Regard to the Natural History of Animals. He died in 1829. 198 sole years ago on this day, in 1819 AD, Herman Melville, U.S. novelist, short story writer and poet, was born in New York. His best-known work is his whaling novel, Moby Dick, in 1851, in which he drew his own experience as a sailor. Sole years ago on this day, in 1894 AD, the first Sino-Japanese War erupted between Japan and China over Korea. 103 sole years ago on this day, in 1914 AD, with Germany's declaration of war against Russia, the First World War broke out. 3 days earlier, Austria had declared war on Serbia following assassination of its crown prince in Sarajevo. Soon, the other powers of Europe were dragged in, and the war lasted 4 years. The Allied powers triumphed over the German-led Axis powers, resulting in the death of at least 9 million people, in addition to 5 million soldiers missing in action and 29 million physically disabled. After the termination of the First World War, the Versailles Peace Treaty of 1919 imposed harsh conditions on Germany, which was one of the factors for the breakout of the Second World War 20 years later. 85 lunar years ago on this day, in 1353 AH, the prominent jurisprudent Mullah Muhammad Hussein Feshoraki passed away in his hometown Isfahan at the age of 87. After initial study under his elder brother Sheikh Muhammad Baqir Feshoraki, he left for Iraq for higher religious studies at the famous seminary of the Holy Najaf, where his teachers included Ayatollah Mirza Habibullah Rashti, Ayatollah Sheikh Zainul Abidin Mazandarani, and Ayatollah Mirza Hassan Shirazi, famous for the fatwa against tobacco consumption in order to save Iranian economy from British exploitation. On his return to Iran, he served as teacher at the seminary of Isfahan and was active both socially and politically in order to counter un-Islamic trends and laws creeping into the Iranian society. He formed a council of ulema in Isfahan in support of the ulema of Tehran, who were active against the despotic policies of the Qajarid monarchy and in order to safeguard Iranian economy issued a 5-point declaration specifying that the ulema will not attest any document written on the imported paper and will not perform the funeral prayer of any deceased person whose shroud is made of imported cloth instead of Iranian cloth. Even the British-installed Pahlavi dictator Reza Khan, despite his disdain and maltreatment of the ulema, was afraid of Ayatollah Muhammad Hussein Fisharaki. Soleil years ago on this day, in 1960 AD, Benin in West Africa declared its independence from French colonial rule that had started in 1892. Called Dahomey by the French, Benin has a coastline on the Atlantic Ocean and covers an area of over 112,000 square kilometers, sharing borders with Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Togo. Soleil years ago on this day, in 1960 AD, newly built Islamabad was declared capital of Pakistan, replacing nearby Rawalpindi. Following partition of the subcontinent, the port city of Karachi had initially served as capital. Lunar years ago on this day, in 1391 AH, Ayatollah Mirza Ahmad Najafi Khorasani Kifai passed away in Holy Mashhad at the age of 91 and was laid to rest in the mausoleum of Imam Reza, peace be upon him, beside the grave of his elder brother Mirza Mahdi Ayatollah Zadeh. Born in Holy Najaf in Iraq to the celebrated scholar Muhammad Kazem Akhund Khorasani, author of the famous jurisprudential work Kifayatul Usul, he attended the classes of leading scholars such as Ayatollah Sayyid Abul Hasan Isfahani and his own eldest brother Mirza Muhammad Aghazadeh Khorasani before studying for 10 years under his father and attaining the status of ijtihad. Of good appearance and blessed with a sharp wit and keen insight, he was also active in politics, supporting the constitutional movement in Iran against the despotism of the Qajarid dynasty and participating in the 1920 revolution in Iraq against the British as the trusted assistant of Ayatollah Mirza Muhammad Taqi Shirazi. When the British martyred Ayatollah Muhammad Taqi Shirazi through poisoning and crushed the revolution, Ayatollah Mirza Ahmad Kifai fled to Hejaz, staying for a year in the holy cities of Mecca and Medina. He returned to Najaf, but a couple of years later, in 1923, along with several ulema of Iranian origin, was expelled to Iran by the important dynasty of Faisal to Mecca, whom the British installed as king in Baghdad. He took up residence in Holy Mashhad, where his eldest brother was already based, and besides teaching at the seminary, played a vital role in thwarting the Russian plot to seize Khorasan. He also opposed the British installation of the illiterate soldier Reza Khan Pahlavi as king of Iran. The new regime imprisoned in Tehran and martyred his eldest brother Ayatollah Mirza Muhammad Aghazadeh. He now took charge of the seminary of Mashhad before being banished to Tabriz in Azerbaijan, where during the Second World War, he spared no efforts to awaken the people against the plot of the today Communist Party to detach this northwestern part of Iran and turn it into a Soviet republic. He returned to Mashhad during the reign of Mohammad Reza and revived the seminary. He held in High Eastern the young and aspiring father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God bless him, hailing him during the 1963 Khordad 15 uprising against the Pahlavi potentate, as Iran's prime personality, a prediction that came true a decade and a half later. And finally, 17 lunar years ago on this day in 1420 AH, Ayatollah Mirza Rahim Samet passed away at the age of 99 in his hometown, Qazvin. Born in an academic family to the prayer leader Mirza Hossein Qazvini, he traced his descent to the famous Safavid era scholar Rafiuddin Muhammad Vaiz Qazvini, the author of Abwabul Janan. After preliminary religious education in Qazvin, he left for Qom for higher studies and for 5 years attended the classes of leading ulama, including Ayatollah Hujjat Kuh Kamari. He then traveled to Iraq and during his 10 years at the seminary in Holy Najaf, where he attained the status of Ijtihad, he studied under such prominent ulama as Ayatollah Sayyid Abul Hassan Isfahani, Ayatollah Ziauddin Iraqi, and Ayatollah Mirza Hussein Naini. On his return to Iran, he took up teaching in his hometown and for almost half a century was head of the Qazvin Seminary. He groomed a large number of students and wrote several books.